Pittsburgh Steeler fans, welcome back to another episode of the Scobro Show. This is the Steel Curtain Network's Dave Schofield coming at you Tuesday night. It's 10 after 9. It's not bad. But as a Steelers fan, where else would you rather be? And with me, as always, except when he's not, is my big brother, Rich. Rich, how's it going tonight?
It is going well.
Yeah, hopefully everything works well on my end. I was sitting here listening to the music and it just stopped. So I had a feeling it was running a little bit behind on my end. I don't know what you heard, but that's what I heard. So kind of caught me off guard a little bit. But hey, we're here. We're ready to talk Steelers. I do want to say, I like to say with me as always, except when he's not. Next week, that could possibly be me. Just a short programming note. Either there'll be someone else on this side of the screen, or we might be going a little bit later, or it might be just the regular old show. It all depends. I'm going to be coming back from an extended weekend, and it all depends on how well I can travel back from Williamsburg. We'll see how that works. So, but Rich, you ready for summer?
I've technically been in the summer mode for about 2 weeks, you know, because, you know, once we had graduation at the college, poof, summer mode. So I've been in summer mode.
I'm in summer mode because my kids finish up school last Friday. So as always, in my mind, Memorial Day weekend is the kickoff to summer. It's just kind of how you look at it. To me, I don't care, you know, with the seasonal calendar, I know it's June, is it 21st or 22nd? It's one of those that officially kicks off summer, and the fall kicks in September 20-something with the vernal equinox. Yeah, I just geeked out on that one. But to me, summertime is Memorial Day weekend to Labor Day weekend. That's just me.
So you are one of those that actually likes things closer to meteorological summer.
Yes, meteorological summer. Yes, not astronomical. There we go. Yeah. So, you know, can we base it off what position we are in around the sun? Sure. But yeah, really, the weather kicks off. That's when school's finishing up. I know some people out there, they're still in school. Sucks to be you. Sorry, Kyle. Because Kyle's still in school, isn't he?
Yeah, he's still in school. And yeah, we'll be in school until the 13th of June. What's that, Kyle? Okay. Kyle's not here, but he just said that the price on his golf clubs just went up.
That's a good one. No, I'm just saying, to me, it's summer. We've kicked into summer, and here we are with the Steelers. We are this today was the start of the second week of OTAs. So when you get through this week, then you're halfway done phase three, assuming that the Steelers have mandatory minicamp this year, which they didn't do last year. We keep bringing that up, but it's just, you got to remember that, Steelers fans. And they didn't even announce it. They just, oh yeah, we're done. And they didn't give a reason. Finally, somebody asked of what was going on when they said they were going to be done. But it's summertime. And unfortunately, although it's nice to not have to worry about, you know, kids in school, the weather, things like that in the summertime, we don't get real Steelers football until after summer's done. The Steelers play their first regular season game the weekend after Labor Day, which in my opinion is the end of summer. So that's just one of those things to look forward to. So I know you say this, Rich. What would you like the most out of this summer?
I already told you before the show, but what, yep, I'd really like the most is for summer to be over and the Steelers playing real football again.
Yes, when it comes to the Steelers, that's ultimately what we want. So before we get into what would make a great Steelers summer, there hasn't been a lot going on with the Steelers that we haven't expected. I mean, OTAs are OTAs. You don't get huge reports out of OTAs, and that's okay. And that's all right. We still don't have, as Thomas Riley put out there, Rich just put it up on the screen, says, Dave or Rich, will either of you be going to La Trobe this year? I do not know the answer to that question yet, because I was just about ready to say the Steelers still haven't announced their official dates for training camp. Now, we have an idea of about when it's going to be. I think if I were to guess, let me actually get my calendar out here. I would guess that the Steelers, I'm going to say the 25th of July. That's the Tuesday. That'll either be report day or the first day of practice, somewhere right around there. I'll say the 25th of July is going to be right around where things start. And then the Steelers are likely going to break camp probably right before their one home preseason game. They'll come back. They'll play at Acrisure Stadium. I can't remember. That's a Friday, isn't it? A Friday or Saturday? I think that's a Friday. Friday's the first week they play. Saturday's the second week they play, right? Yep. Okay. Yep. And then it's Thursday, although that's not officially announced by the Steelers. It is official on the Falcons website who the Steelers play. That they have a day at a time for that preseason game while the Steelers don't. So I think that's interesting. So what we will get from summer is the preseason. But to me, with training camp, I think that's going to be about those dates. We'll talk about that a little bit more. But OTAs, it's just kind of like you want to hear some nice things, but more importantly, you just don't want to hear bad stuff.
Yeah.
The Steelers did add another player since we talked last time. They did sign Marcus Golden. Do you want to say anything about the signing there before we roll into stuff?
Actually, I kind of liked that signing. I was like, okay, now we're kind of rounding out that edge rush area a little better. Not super surprised at the move. Think he is a good fit to be that rotational guy.
I listened to some of the stuff that he said today. Actually, I didn't listen to it. I read it. I didn't want to bring up the sound around where based on where I was. So I was reading some of what he was saying today with OTAs, and it just looks like the dude likes the Steelers and wants to be here.
Yeah.
He's the definition of volunteers, not hostages. He's the anti-Melvin Ingram, in all honesty. Now, the bigger question is, how will it equate to on-the-field play? Love the attitude. Now I just hope it translates to on-the-field play.
Yep.
So
yeah. We'll wait and see.
Yeah, and I don't. He's not coming in thinking, "Well, I'm going to prove that I'm better and I need to be the starter." He's coming in saying, "No, let's figure out how this rotation works. If you want to use all three of us or whatever, that's great. Whatever you need from me, let's get out there and go win some football games." Gotta love it from that respect. So, was there really anything else that you can think of?
No, it was that signing and no TAs.
Yeah, well, here's something that happened this evening that I was pretty happy. I'll confirm all this with my latest salary cap article. But they, my goodness, they finally processed Mitch Trubisky's extension. That they're finally getting some announcement of numbers, and they're doing that on the main websites for salary cap, and. I'm pretty sure in my last that I had that this was right. It saves about $4.6 million. So that puts the Steelers up over around $15 million in cap space right now. People are like, oh, there's got to be a move coming. If there is one, it's one that we've talked about before. It's an Alex Highsmith extension. But to me, it's more about they might not have to do a bunch of restructures depending on everything else. I think they're just sitting in a great place. If they have the right move ready to go, I think they're ready. I think they're ready where they could pull the trigger on something. Sound about right?
That would make a lot of sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So, just interesting to see how it all plays out. So, Rich, here we go. We're going to talk about what would make for a great Steelers summer. I have this broken down into four different areas. We've kind of talked about this. When I say four different areas, I mean four different time periods. When it comes to getting through this summer in regards to the Pittsburgh Steelers, you've got the first 3 weeks, which is we're in right now, and that is finishing it up OTAs. You got that. Then you've got the 6 weeks of nothingness, approximately. Could be a little bit more based on if they cut this one short, where the no news is good news period. Then you've got what I call the training camp period, which slightly overlaps. You get a little bit of overlap there into the last thing, what I call the preseason period, where they're actually playing the preseason games. Because the Steelers, if they follow last year's schedule, they'll play one preseason game, go back to camp for a week, and then they'll break camp before their next one. Maybe they'll do it differently. We'll see how that goes. So did I say 50 million? I don't think I said 50 million. I said 15 million, right?
I heard it as 15 because I knew exactly what we were looking at for cap space.
But, yeah.
You know,
if someone heard me as 50 million, you I and, apologize. No, it's fifth. I was talking fast. 15. Yeah. Yeah. So,
I mean, you know, I've had 45 years of listening to you to understand what you're saying. Yeah. So
you have your, you
know, someone else heard that differently, but I could understand why. Cause yeah, there's only one thing worse than your fast talking, and that would be your handwriting.
Well, yeah, that's pretty worse. But, definitely. So you need your super. Someone, what was this? This was a coworker or something I had. They actually said, I think it was a super chunky Dave Dakota ring.
Nice.
So that's what you need for either my handwritten word. Yeah, you all are lucky that it's that follow the website. You're lucky that these articles are nice and electronic and not
handwritten.
Not handwritten.
Super chunky Dave Dakota ring. That sounds like a Ferrari-ism.
Yeah, I'll have to tell you more about that at another time. So Rich. Okay. Let's dive into this. First section of summer, OTAs. What do you want to see for a great Steelers summer out of the remaining OTAs?
No injury.
No injury. That is the easy answer.
No injury. That's the simple answer. You know, no injury. Then if you want to go secondary, then secondary to that, then it's, I want to... What I hear from Steelers players, I want to hear all the right things. All the, you know, hey, happy to be here. All, you know, all those great things that is a bunch of nothing.
Yes. Give the token answers.
Correct.
Yes. Yep.
Those are my two things. Nobody get hurt. Mm-hmm. Say all the right things.
Yeah, don't get hurt. Say the right things. I want to hear the people that are there are still there, you know, that they're doing their thing. Everything's great. I hate to say it. Do you remember our show 1 year ago? I remember the very end of our show 1 year ago. I said something
I know what was at the very end of our show 1 year ago.
You said, can't wait.
I said, can't wait. <Yeah. laughs>
But I mean, before that, where I said something and I didn't want to call it, and I did anyway, because 1 year ago, we were on May 31st, not May 30th. And I was kind of concerned about that June 1st date, specifically with one Stefan Tuitt. And I said it on this show a year ago. And then it happened. So to me, that's one other thing for these first 3 weeks of summer that I'd like to have. And that is no surprises on June 1st. No June 1st surprises. And I had a feeling that was going to happen, something like that with Stefan Tuitt. I didn't want it to happen, so that's why I didn't even want to really say it. But just something there said that was a key date. That's whenever they could spread out the cap hit, all those things. Yeah, so we don't want something else like that. So that's the big thing for me for the first ones. No injuries. I love your answer of give the token answers. I like the people that are there. Keep working. Keep being there. I don't even care if you see that the veterans are there working out. And then some of the time, you know, they're not working into a bunch of the drills because they don't need to. It's okay. I'm fine with that. But I just like that they're there with their teammates. Love it.
Yep.
George, don't even say it. Don't even say it, George.
Why did you even look at it and acknowledge it? See, I'd have just ignored it.
Yep. Yeah, because I, yeah. June 1st now makes me nervous. So be with me on that one. So well, I think that's good for the first part. That would make for a pretty good Steelers first phase of summer. So the next one is the 6 weeks of nothingness. What would make for a great Steelers summer during that 6 weeks of nothingness?
Nothingness. That's exactly what I want. It's like, you know, that's where we always talk about the no good news is good news.
Yep. I have a little bit different feeling this year. And that's because Omar Khan set me up for this last year. You know what we got during that 6 weeks of nothingness last year? We got Larry Ogunjobi.
Yeah.
They kind of had to do that after the Cam Hayward. Not Cam Hayward. Now I said it. After the Stephon Tuitt. They needed someone to play next to Cam Hayward. That's why I was saying. After the Stephon Tuitt retirement last year. But the other thing they did really early was the Minka Fitzpatrick extension. That came in June last year.
Yeah, and that might be where you would hear the news on the Alex Highsmith potential
extension. That's exactly what I was setting up. I want to. What would make a great Steelers summer is to have that Alex Highsmith contract extension locked up early. Normally, I would have no expectation for that. And last year, people were like, oh, why aren't they doing this? I'm like, remember, the Steelers wait until the last second. TJ Watts was in September whenever his happened, when people were saying, oh, about Minka, when they were worried about it in April. I'm like, you are months early. And honestly, I'm not going to stress about it in June or July. Then I think about it more in August, and then it needs to happen by September. That's my mentality. But if they're going to give me another pleasant surprise, I'll take it. I'll take it. So not expecting it, not saying it has to happen then, but if it does, that just makes for a really good Steelers summer.
Yeah. I'd like to – that would be something okay to see. It's for me, it's more about the kind of things that I want to not see. That's what I do not want to see. The videos of TJ Watt and his pool,
TJ Watt can be in his pool all he wants. I just want him to be in there intentionally. Intentional videos of him in the pool.
You know, we don't need guys getting, you know, pulled over doing 100 miles an hour. We don't need guys being found hotboxing in their car. We don't need, you know. Let's stick to business. That's what I like it to be. Anything coming out of the Steelers needs to be business.
Yeah, and if you hear anything, it's a group of the guys got together to go over some stuff. You know, something like that. I'm not ruling out just another surprise move because the con artist is just he's been surprising us with stuff, so I'm not anticipating it. But boy, that would make for a really great Steelers summer to get that before training camp.
It'd give us stuff to talk about on the show.
Oh yeah, that's what we're looking for. You know, we're gonna, you know, we'll dive into some of the same topics we did last year. We'll talk about Camp Darlings when you nailed the Jalen Warren one. You did fantastic there, and all those things. But I don't even mention the whole Isaac Redman Award winner because that's not even a contest. Because Shannon White decides who it is, and then he just tells everyone they have to do what he says. So, and it's a made up thing anyway because they're like, who's overhyped? Well, who's going to overhype him? Shannon. So it's basically whoever he decides. So, because it should have been Jalen Warren last year, because he was the one who really, you know, it's not a camp phenom award. And if it's not that, if you're talking about someone who's overhyped, then yeah, the guy that was the seventh round draft pick and didn't play till the very end of the season, he was definitely overhyped. But hopefully he's really going to make a move to be something this year. So that's the main part of summer. Then we get into the end of July, training camp. Let's say training camp. Yeah, there's a week overlap in there. We're not talking about preseason games yet.
What do you? But you know what we are. But you know what we are talking about.
Well, a few days of football in shorts, followed by
practice. What?
Practice.
We're talking about practice.
Well, I thought you were going to say finally football and pads, but so no. So you're.
I'll go into the whole. You know, drinking was here. We're talking about practice.
Yeah.
We're talking about practice.
That's right.
Not see? A game. Not a game. Not a game.
No.
We're talking about.
We're still not talking about a game.
Practice.
Yeah, we're talking about practice.
Happy.
Yeah.
Well, practice.
Yeah, we'll talk about practice. But no, we'll get a few days of footballs in shorts because they have that, you know, ramp up period in there. Yeah. Then you'll finally get to some football in pads. And it'll be just great to see that progression. So ultimately, what would make a great Steelers training camp?
Oh, man, I'll talk again. Let's not get into any injuries. I don't want to see a bunch of guys on the sidelines. I want to see guys actually in pads out there participating.
You know what?
That's number one.
Yeah. Well, first thing, before you even get to that, there's something, there's three letters I don't want to hear when they get to training camp.
Yep. The first one's a P.
And so is the last one.
And so is the last one.
And you're in the middle, not yours. Okay. You are in the middle.
You is yeah. in the middle.
Don't want to hear the pup. Don't want to hear that somebody has something that's lingering that keeps them from participating early in camp. Players that I could see possibly that coming into play right now, looking at it right now, I don't think Calvin Austin III, someone that's going to need that, hopefully based on stuff that we've seen at OTAs. I'm hoping that Larry Ogunjobi doesn't need that. I'm hoping that a Cole Holcomb doesn't need that. I'm hoping that an Allen Robinson doesn't need that. But those are players, you know, coming off of either being dinged up last year or missing time last year. You know, Anthony Miller's another one that I don't want to hear that. I am hoping that the guys that are possibly getting over stuff are ready to go for training camp, because if not, they put you on PUP and then you can't practice until you're ready to go. So that one I think is an important one. Then you're talking about the injuries as you go. Injuries shape a football season so much. I mean, Steelers fans will continue to say, you know, what would have happened last year if it wasn't for TJ Watt's injury. I mean, and those games. Do they finish as strong as they do? I don't know. But I don't think they lose all the games that they did while he was out. So injuries shape your season. The question is, who is it and how can you overcome it?
Yeah, you know, it's one thing when you're training camp and suddenly you get a day here where, you know, you see Cam Hayward on the sidelines and they're like, oh, he kind of – tweak, you know, and then you get the news. Hey, kind of tweak the shoulder. It's really, you know, and you hear from Cam. He says, it's really not anything. I really probably could have been out there today, but we decided to play it safe and give me a day on the sidelines. You know, that those kinds of things don't worry me. They're doing a drill and somebody's, you know, I mean, gee whiz, what did we see early on last year from other teams? You know, you see the tweets coming out. Oh, somebody's knee at practice looks awful.
You hear it. You hear it the first couple days across the league.
I don't want that. Yeah. I don't want that.
I don't want that for anybody. I really don't. Let alone them, our beloved Steelers.
Right.
So I don't want to hear that from any NFL teams. So. But there's something else that I really want to hear when it comes to training camp. I want to hear the words either heated or fierce battle. I want there to be some of this competition that they've had for various positions. I want to hear that the battle is fierce because guys are really stepping up. I want to hear, you know, on the offensive line, on the defensive line, with, you know, the wide receivers and things like that, that I want to hear about, wow, this has really become a battle of who's going to show more what they can do. I don't want the default starters anymore. You know, I said that going into 2021 when it came to Kendrick Green. And I said, I don't want him to be the starter by default. I want him to go out there and grab it. And that didn't happen. And we've seen how that turned out since then. So, and I'm not necessarily even talking rookies here. I'm just talking in general. I want to see some, I don't want people like Kevin Dotson that the fans have already placed in the starting lineup, like Dan Moore Jr. that too many fans have done that. Okay. And Ock says, except QB, I want to hear that Kenny is in control. Wrong. I do want to know. I do want to hear that Kenny's in control, but I'm not staking. I don't want to hear that the other quarterbacks aren't doing as well. I want to hear about they're all doing great, but there's no reason that Kenny's going to be relinquishing, get your super chunky David Dakota ring out, relinquishing anything from what he's doing. I don't mind hearing about, you know, I want to hear a heated battle for QB too. That's what I want to hear.
Yeah.
But that's what I want. You know, people, you know, the Dan Moores, the Kevin Dotsons, I'm trying to think of someone else that people were, you know, the Zach Gentrys that now they're the Levi Wallaces, those types of players that some people think are getting pushed out, that they're not going without a fight. So
I want to see those battles go on, and I want to hear that those battles are continuing right into the third preseason game.
Yeah, because
I want that battle to still be going on, and guys both getting time, you know, two guys still getting time during that game because the coaching staff is still trying to determine who the starter is.
Okay. Occam's Ox, I think he clarified, and we're on the same page. He says, I don't want to hear that QB1 is undecided. Me neither. QB1 is decided. I mean, outside of injury, I don't know that anything's going to happen that it's not going to be KP8. It would, I mean, you're talking about what would make for the worst Steelers summer ever is what you're talking about. And that's not what's talking about. I want to hear about players playing great up and down the board. That's just me. I was something else I was going to say. I can't remember what it was. Did you have something else you wanted to say about it? Hello?
No, I got into that comment you brought up and totally lost my train of thought.
That's exactly what I did. That's exactly what I did. You know, yeah. Okay. Occam's Ox, you got to stop trying to speak these things into existence. Just let it go. You know, we're trying to talk about a great Steelers summer, not one that's going to make us stress out and have high blood pressure and all that terrible stuff. So, yeah. I remember what I was going to say. Camp battles that are close make teams better. Because when the next person has to step up, you don't really have that much of a step down. I think of 2020 at right tackle. Zach Banner won that battle, you know, and I say initially because we don't know how that would have played out, how the season went, and how he would have played, because we didn't get that luxury because he was injured for the season that very first game, at the end of that first game. And what do you know? Chukwuma Okorafor was in the very close battle with him. He stepped in and started the rest of the season. You know, there wasn't a huge drop-off because it was such a good camp battle. So that's what I like.
All right, why don't you take your break?
And that's what I'm doing next.
then we'll get into the fourth.
Yes. Then, when we come back, we'll get into the fourth part of the summer, which is the best part. Because all this, I can't say it all builds, but it definitely really takes off the end of the summer. So if you're here with us live, stick around. We'll be back in a couple seconds. If we're here on the audio, please hang with us as you listen to these messages. All right, Pittsburgh Steelers fans, here we are. This is the Sco Bro Show. I'm still Dave Schofield, and with me as always, still here in the second half, is my big brother, Rich. Rich, you've never bailed on me for the second half.
No, I haven't. You want me to? Okay, I'm going.
No, just kidding. You've joined me in the second half before.
I have, but yes.
But you've never bailed on me. So, yeah. So we're churning through summer. We know what would – we talked about what would make a great end to OTAs. We talked about what would make a great 6 or 7 weeks off. We talked about what would make a great training camp. What would make for a great Steelers preseason? I'll tell you what I don't think will make for a great Steelers preseason. Record.
Go ahead.
Their record.
Their record doesn't matter.
No. I want them to win a game. But other than that, it doesn't matter to me.
You know what? If there's one thing that I could take from the preseason and feel really good about, what I'd really like to see is dominating the line of scrimmage, both sides of the ball.
Yeah. Yeah, that would make for a great Steelers summer to see both sides of the ball coming out strong in the preseason, because that did not happen in the preseason last year.
Yeah, because you're the plays you're calling and your game plan is pretty vanilla in the preseason. So it's really hard to take necessarily a lot from those, but the one thing that you can take is that physicality. You know, you can see if it's there or not. So if I could see the Steelers dominating line of scrimmage, both sides of the ball, really, you know, the offensive line moving the line of scrimmage, the defensive line moving the line of scrimmage, that would make for a good preseason for me. I would know that at least on the physical standpoint, the Steelers are going the direction they want to in the trenches.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, we got people knocking the jet sweeps. I'm sorry. That narrative has been debunked over and over and over again about fans whining about the jet sweeps. The jet sweeps actually work and they set up other things. No, you don't want to see them every play. But to say get rid of jet sweeps, you're like, no one does that. No NFL team does that. My thing is, I want to see. Even though it's going to be a vanilla offense and a vanilla defense, I want to see Kenny in command.
Yeah.
I want to see him take command of things. I want to see him. There's really no reason to do it in the preseason other than him to work on it. So that's why I want to see it. I want to see him audibly in the preseason. I want to see him coming up and calling a different play just because I just want to see him do it anymore.
Yeah. Call on a different play. Run a little hurry up here and there. Just want to see. Would like to see the Steelers put him as the quarterback into some different situations in the preseason to see how he handles them and how he's matured at them compared to last year.
Yeah. I want to see some passes deep in the middle. Why not throw them in the preseason? You know, get some stuff out of that. I don't want to see that much of, you know, crazy kind of new offense. Like, I want to see a lot more play action. I don't want to see a lot of play action in the preseason because I don't want them to show that until this regular season comes around.
I'll tell you what I'd like to not see, although that I could say I continue in the end of the regular season. But why not start at the preseason?
Yeah.
I want to see big press on the sidelines.
But
I want to see him continue to just have to sit over there on the sidelines.
Yeah.
You know.
If it's big press. You know, either one of them. Either one of the punters. And that's the thing. I love more competition. Nothing's guaranteed. I mean, there's guys that have roster spots. You're not going to cut anyone drafted in day one or day two of the draft. You're just not going to do it. You know, drafted day one or day two of the draft this year and probably other years as well. But you're just not going to do it. But their playing time's not handed to them. I want to see guys just come out there and earn it. I want to see it. I want to see an it factor. I want the Steelers to just go out there in the preseason and show that they're a team, like you said, control the line of scrimmage. That to me, that's going to show that they're a team to be reckoned with, because they're just going to go out there and take care of business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, what I'd like to see in that preseason two, actually, you know what? I really hope it's not there in some ways, because the Steelers play better when it's not. And that is start, get that buzz started, you know, more nationally of, uh-oh, watch out for the Steelers. I actually kind of hope that holds off a little bit.
Yeah.
I like that
momentum. You mean until week four, right?
Yeah. And then it's like, ooh, hey, wait, where's the Steelers? Wow. You know. But if we see a few of those things I was talking about, I think it's more likely that we're going to see that during the regular season. And yeah, maybe that's why I'm just talking about, I want to see guys in the preseason not making a lot of physical mistakes.
Yeah.
You know, that they've seen to their off season physically. So when they're on the field, you see physically they've got everything down. Then if it comes just down to it, well, you know, we're going to need some other plays called, or we need a different scheme or something like that. Okay. That part I can live with in the preseason, because you're just not going to see as much, but I want to see that guys have taken care of the part physically and can handle the game of football.
Yeah. I've got one more thing that I want to see. I can't do a whole blanket statement and say something about penalties. I want to see very, very limited pre-snap or mental breakdown penalties. I don't want, you know, don't come out with delay of games. Don't come out with false starts. Don't come out with illegal formations. Show that you are further along. You know, that part of your game is already something that you don't have to shore up going into the regular season, because you've got it knocked down the preseason.
Understood.
Yeah. And you know what? I want to see a team that can score 24 or more points in all of their preseason games. I don't want them to come out there and just shut down a team defensively. No, I do. I do want them to come out and shut them down. But I don't want that to be good enough.
Right.
I don't want a 14-10 preseason win. You know, that's your chance to say we're not trying to play ball control. We're trying to hit Reginald Rivers, illegal man downfield. Yeah, that's all because of how they were doing stuff with the RPOs. Interesting talk about that. If you listen, let me finish what I was saying, then I'll come back to this.
Yeah, finish what you were saying first.
Now, what was I saying?
You know what?
See, you distracted me. See, and that's the thing. And sorry, I've got to read what you bring up on the screen, or the audio, or the people in audio form don't know what's going on. So, bottom line is, I was saying that just to have scoring points. That's what I was saying. There's no reason to just want to control the ball and make sure you score one more point than your opponent. That's not the goal of the preseason. Go out there and get your points per drive up. Go out there and show that you can put the ball in the touchdown zone. I want Chris Boswell, or what's his name? BT, I can't remember his last name. The other Barnum. Place. Yeah, that's what I almost said. The other kicker that they have is from Clemson. I want them to be kicking 1 point plays, not 3 point plays.
Well, really, this would be a time too in the preseason to just be able to say, you know what, you get to the point where the offensive line is just like, we're going to dominate this so hard, we're just going to run it down the other team's throat, and you just run it down the field and run it into the touchdown zone.
Yeah.
You know, that, I mean, to me, that would just, if you would start to see that early on from the Steelers, to just dominate up front on the offensive line, run the ball almost at will and things like that. That would be a good place to be. Yeah, a good place to be.
Yep. Yep. I agree. So,
and then give me the regular season.
And then we hit Labor Day weekend, because you'll have that final weekend of preseason games. Then you hit Tuesday after that. That's 53-man roster cutdown day. That's when we'll figure out what's going on. This is before Labor Day weekend. So we'll get that there. You'll get roster moves. You'll get practice squad. You'll get who it looks like the Steelers will likely have going into week one of the season. Then you hit Labor Day weekend, your finale of the summer, and you come back. You've got a kickoff game on Thursday, and then the Steelers in Pittsburgh at the friendly confines of Acrisure Stadium, opening up at home for the first time in 8 seasons in order to do that. And that's when summer will be over, and that's when I say bring on the fall and Steelers football. So, all right. So, Rich, I was just going to say this for our final question tonight. Okay. Out of all those fate, and unless you have something, I was just going to say, yeah, what's the biggest thing that would make for a great Steelers summer for you? What would really highlight the great Steelers summer? Now, remember, don't put this in the live chat yet. Yeah,
for me, where I'm going is just no injuries. I'm keeping it simple. Like, everybody stay healthy.
Yeah.
I'm a straight up just, I like the moves that the team's made, and I just want everybody to stay healthy so that as we get into camp and get into preseason, that we're getting to really see this and not suddenly having to shift gear somewhere.
Yeah. So people are going to get to kind of jump the gun, because I accidentally hit enter before I answered. Since you said that, I'm going to say, give me one more surprise signing.
Okay.
That would, and when I say surprise, I'm not even talking about the Highsmith. That's because that's not a surprise. I mean, one more surprise signing. This could be it. You know, don't write a paragraph for us. Give us, we've already got some good stuff in here that I'm going to bring up. Give us what would make for a great Steeler summer for you. SteelDog88, it jumped on me. I'll get to that. Said, no season-ending injuries. Mm-hmm. This is the most open-ended question we probably asked for a while, so this is going to be fun.
It is.
Okay, so no season-ending injuries. Brian Brown says, a great Steeler summer makes for a championship winter. Nice answer. Yes. I like this one. Paul Scherf, I'm pretty sure Scherf, did I do that right? Says, Bill Belichick going to jail for tax evasion. I don't look at Belichick as a threat now. I really don't. That would just be one of those nights with it. Okay. Thomas Riley says, the new corners doing really good. That would make for a great Steelers summer. You know, that really would. Okay. Okay. Afton Forid says, working on building relationships and chemistry in addition to team activities. In other words, to sum up what you said, come together as a team, right?
Yep.
Yeah, good one. Okay. Eddie Power says, no major injuries. Okay. Jumped on me again. Kevin Brokenborough, I think I got that, says, we got to find out early who want to play. Find out, you know, who's going to be there. You know what? To me, I think that's almost like the Devin Bush reminder. You're never really quite sure that he was really. You almost felt like he didn't want to play when really he just couldn't get over his own head, I think. Okay, this is one that I saw one here before, but this is Robert. Is that Codding? Sorry, the print's really small on my screen, but it doesn't do the name anymore. It changed on me. It's tough to read.
I know. They changed the formatting here.
It said, wants to see an undrafted free agent become a superstar like James Harrison or Willie Parker. Diamonds in the rough. That would be great. Just imagine if the next big player is someone that we don't even realize right now because they're just under our radar. Okay. Great 103 says no injuries, good signs out of Latrobe and the South Side. Yep. Mark Lancaster says the secondary competition, possibly two rookie starters. That's asking a lot, but that would make for a great summer if they're just so good you got to play them. Yep. Right?
Yep.
I don't, that's one of those things that you don't expect it, but it could there. Okay. Is this specifically at us?
I don't know.
Does he mean this for at the Steel Curtain Network, or is he just answer this? Says nobody getting busted for drugs. The way I read it is like no one at the Steel Curtain Network getting busted for drugs. Who would be the most? No, I don't want to ask that question.
Shannon White.
Yeah, because it's always the guy you least expect.
somebody could say. I could say Andrew Wilbar because sometimes I wonder what he's smoking when he hops on some of these players he hops on to. You know, it's...
Oh, wait. See, because that's what I didn't realize. That was probably Andrew's other screen name is Robert Codding. That said about a UDFA becoming a superstar because, according to Andrew, the Steelers have three or four of them that are going to be the best player on their roster. So Reginald Rivers says Matt Canada gets better. I mean, to me, that's just a dead horse that everyone keeps beating. We'll see what happens. Making sure that these is Tyler. Is it a good one? I didn't read the whole thing.
It's a little longer, but it makes sense. Okay.
Somebody unexpected loses their starting spot in training camp / somebody wins a spot we weren't expecting. In other words, somebody's too good to keep him off the field.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah. Tyler. Yeah. Okay, a great 103 says, I still hate the Patriots. No, we can still hate the Patriots. It's just I don't feel that the path for the Steelers' success has to go through Bill Belichick anymore. That's just me. Here's a good one, even though Kevin already had something. Kevin Broken Bro, red zone success. We'll take it in OTAs. We'll take it in training camp. We'll take it in the preseason. Okay. Demetrios. All players looking hungry and dangerous. Very dangerous. Okay. Occam's Ox says cohesion and health. Yeah.
Yep.
George OTJ says no injuries would be great. Yeah.
Put Brian Browse, put it up there. That's funny.
You read it.
The Steelers renamed the stadium LoJack Field.
LoJack Field. Okay. Sherry Richards, don't do anything stupid off the field and get injured or suspended. Yep. I mean, honestly, sometimes it's not even doing something stupid. Minka Fitzpatrick, was that last year or the year before? It's all running together. Started off on PUP because he wrecked his bike, like his bicycle, not a motorcycle, a bicycle. You know, and you're not going to tell a guy you can't go out and ride a bicycle, but – man, you just don't want to have anything like that happen, okay? Now they want to know about what the name. Now they're all talking about naming the stadium. Okay.
What is that? Dance around the stadium after Steelers won a preseason game.
Woo!
Actually, I'm probably going to the Bills game. So
that is so far at the end of the summer. I really don't know. You know, sometimes I like to take my daughter likes the preseason games. She does. She's got a boyfriend now. I don't know. She's gonna want to go.
Renee likes the preseason games because just a little more laid back than the regular season games, which would maybe. She's like, or maybe a little intense for her. So we like to do the preseason games because we can go and kind of be chill at them, which makes for a nice trip for us. So.
For those who knock the preseason, I'm going to tell you this. If you are a real fan of the Steelers, which I'm going to say, if you are in our live chat right now, if you are listening to this in podcast form, I'm putting you in that category. because here we are, the very end of May, beginning of June, and you're still taking in all the Steelers stuff you can get. Yes, I'm talking to you all, pretty much anyone who hears me. Being a real Steelers fan, you should not be knocking the preseason, because you know this team in and out and are invested in it enough that you are interested in these players that are fighting for a roster spot. You are interested in these players that are fighting to show that they're good enough to land on the practice squad. Some people don't want to watch the preseason. I don't want to listen to a bunch of no-name people out there on the field. Well, guess what? If you're following us here at the Steel Curtain Network, if you're reading what we have at behindthesteelcurtain.com, yes, that website still exists, then you're going to know about these players, and you're going to want to see these players. You're going to want to see these guys that are getting, for many of them, their one shot at the NFL. And the fact that they get it wearing black and gold, that's fantastic. So I love preseason games. I do, and some people are like, oh, you really want to do that? I love them.
Preseason games. You know what I'm hoping to get in preseason games? Really want to hear it.
All right.
Pecan pecans.
Wait, I'm not sure. What are you saying? Wait, where'd it go? Oh, there it is.
Pecan pecans.
My question is, do we really want to hear him say that he's...
For Jorgito!
Is it still going to be Jorgito, or is he going to grow up until you know, isn't Jorgito, that's little George, right? Yeah. Grande Jorge is what I want to hear. Big George really stepping up and taking his game to the next level. But yeah, that's a good one. If I saw all that...
I feel good. I feel so good at dancing.
Bad hates that one. So that's why I had to throw that in there.
Well, they said they wanted to see the Scobros dance around the field. So
yeah. So I feel I'd have to feel so good at dance. Yeah. So lots of great stuff here. I think I got all the ones that the people said. Okay. I'm just going to throw it up here just because he said, I want to see the Steelers win preseason or regular season. Yeah. I do. But the thing is, the reason why I say their record isn't as important, because if the Steelers don't play well and neither does their opponent and they scrape out a win in a preseason game where they look ugly, I am not satisfied with that. That is not what the preseason is about. If they come out with an ugly win in the regular season, I will take it, because anytime you can get a win in the regular season, you take the win.
3-0 in the preseason means nothing if you turn around and are, 3-14 in the regular season.
Were the Steelers 3-0 last year?
I have no clue, because honestly, I don't.
Because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they were 3-0 last year. So that really is what it is. So, all right. Well, hey, we're here. We're bringing stuff. We are going to start getting into some of our other fun shows that we do, where we break down some of our things. We look at things from last year, that we did during this time. You know, players that could really step up and play. Camp darlings and things of that nature. But as I said at the beginning, next week, don't be surprised if we're not right on time. Because of everything that I have going on coming back from a long weekend. We'll see how that all plays out. Big Bro's the one who's got to deal with that more than anything.
But I just like the fact that you went ahead and brought that up this week, because then if we're a little late rolling next week, everybody already knows ahead of time. They are not pinning it on me. They're pinning it on you.
They're going to pin it on you, and then they're going to remember.
Yeah, they probably.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They said it might be a little bit later next week. Hopefully it's not. It really just depends on traveling back home with the fam. So, Rich. What do you have to say here tonight to close this out? Well, think about what you're going to say to close this out. While I say, make sure you're checking out everything here at the Steel Curtain Network. Something that I said I'll come back to was also check out, seriously, the FFSN NFL feed, the call sheet. My goodness, Kevin Smith has a fantastic show on there that he's talking about general things with the NFL. And when I say general things, it's that it's not specifically with Steelers, but it's not specifically about other things. This past week, he talked about the legacy of Jim Brown and some stuff with that, but he's starting to break some stuff down like RPOs and zone plays and stuff like that. It's just great overall football knowledge. So I have to throw that in there to go check that out because it's some really good stuff. And of course, listen to him and Brian Anthony Davis on the Here We Go show. Make sure you're checking out Let's Ride, all the morning shows, Jeffrey and I in our morning show, State of the Steelers on the weekend. His is one of the noon shows. Steel City Insider, what Yin's talking about, the Steelers Fix, Bad Language, then the YouTube shows. You all should have the schedule down now if you're here with us live. If not, we got to find it and put it somewhere. We had it at some place that we could share with you a little bit easier. But more than anything, subscribe to our YouTube channel. You'll get the alerts when we go live. And subscribe to our podcast channel, so that way you'll get the shows when they come out. That's the easiest way to do it. And of course, check out BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. Yes, that website still exists. Rich, what do you have to say to close us out tonight?
Look, as we go into summer, we constantly talk about this early part of summer being when it comes to Steelers and everything going on with the team. That's really our dog days of summer, is the beginning part, not towards the end. And that's okay. Just, we've had our excitement. We had the free agency. We had the draft. We had rookie mini camp. We're into OTAs. Things are coming along. Okay. The news might not always be great and exciting for things right now, but just remember constantly that everything that's happening now is for the bigger things that are to come. That's what keeps me excited, what keeps me going. I don't remember who it was. It might have been George OTJ asking if either of us go. Yeah, who asked if either of us go into training camp? I'm probably going to try to take a day and go up because it's really not that far for me to get up there. Why? Because I enjoyed it last year, and nice to really – I'll tell you what, you want something to really get you pumping and pumped up for the Steelers football starting to fall, go up to training camp if you can. Go up and spend a day, and you will just totally be like, I need Steelers football, and I need it now. Can't wait.
Can't wait!